All right, you're there.
I'm here.
Okay, here we are. Marijuanders, and I am Mike, and there is Grizz.
I am Grizz, and there is Mike.
I am Groot.
Listen, we made it through Christmas.
Well, you might want to explain that.
What do you mean?
It's the 19th.
Dude, okay, so I'll restart the podcast. This is our New Year's show.
Oh, right. Sorry, I forgot. So how was your Christmas? May as well just keep going.
Fine.
Excellent. Excellent. Spend it. You and the kids.
Got a snowblower.
That's great. That's great. And and what did what was the time with the family like? Did you have a lovely dinner?
Why do you ruin everything?
I blame this on you.
Why? Because I discussed it with you before the show, as opposed to normally what we do is just doing the show.
You didn't discuss this with me before.
You have to fuck up everything, every single thing we do.
You didn't say that this was the after Christmas show.
Why did I not? Why were we talking about doing our New Year's resolutions?
Because that's what you talk about before Christmas, not after.
No, you talk about it before New Year's, stupid. Well, and we did our Christmas show last time.
Go back a second.
Yeah.
You talk about it before New Year's. What's the date today?
Yeah, it's the 19th.
Before New Year's.
Yeah, but we already did the Christmas show.
No, we didn't.
Grizz, we did the Christmas show.
When did we do the Christmas show?
Last show we did. This one was so that over the holidays, we could just have the New Year's. You ruined a New Year's. You ruined New Year's. Everything I try to do on this show, you just ruined.
Did I make your New Year's angry?
A little bit. I'm not even. It's okay. I don't even know if I want to, like, there's no point even pretending it's Christmas now. Okay, by the way, this is just a podcast.
It's a podcast today that's supposed to be for after the new year.
Yeah, everybody gets it, but you, Grizz.
I get it now, though. So let's pretend.
I don't want to fucking pretend now.
Well, you wanted to pretend before.
No,
yeah,
I didn't. I didn't want to pretend. I was trying to do something.
I know, but that was pretending that it was the new year.
I know, so that's because pretend. We were doing a New Year's show.
I know what we were doing. Well, I didn't at the time, but I do now.
How have you been?
I've been
Don't ask me how my Christmas was.
Clearly, I've been better. I've been good.
Okay.
I've been good.
Do you know this only means that we have to come in between Christmas and New Year's? How are you going to do that?
I'll find a way. For you, anything. Are you going to be around?
No, what are we going to do with this podcast? Just put it up this afternoon?
I guess so. We may as well.
We wrecked our New Year's special?
Well,
the pre-New Year's Eve show? The pre-Christmas, pre-New Year's Eve show.
That's what it is. I don't know.
I don't even know how to post this. I can't even stop
really
it now.
Good question.
And because now we're like 3 minutes into the show exactly as I said that.
Mm-hmm. I know. Did I do a bad thing?
You're such a jackass.
I'm sorry, dude. I thought we were just doing a show. I didn't know it was
going to be. Don't worry about it. Look, I got other material. We could do other stuff. We'll save the New Year's resolutions for the next show. Why don't we do that?
Well, why don't we just do them now?
I don't want to now because we're doing a New Year's show.
Well, if we're doing a New Year's show, then shouldn't we be telling people about what our New Year's resolutions are?
Yeah, that's why we'll do it on that show.
Oh, not this show.
Not this show.
Because you just said we're doing a New Year's show. So I'm just trying to figure stuff out. You're the one that's
we are doing
English
a New
badly.
Year's show. No, I'm not. I am a pro fucking professional broadcaster.
Oh, here we go. Professional. Say it again.
Professional.
Right, there it is. Say it again.
Professional.
Sounds ridiculous.
What are you talking about? I said it perfectly. You know why? I am a professional. You've upset me so much right now.
How's it feel?
What are you talking about?
How does this feel?
Retribution.
Well, you're on the other side of the table for once. How many shows have we done?
A lot of shows.
Right. And who's usually the one?
But every time, Grizz, I plan something and I put some thought into it and I explain it to you, you immediately shit it up. I don't know why you have to. You know you're doing it, right?
No, I don't actually. I think that's what makes it so funny.
Like, it's crazy. Remember the Amsterdam show and I had like interviews and all that stuff? You wouldn't even pretend to be interested.
Well, I was interested.
No,
I
you
was.
Weren't. No, you weren't. You
were, no, I was.
You were clearly not interested.
How so was I not interested?
Oh, you told me to shut up talking about it twice in the show.
Right.
That's a pretty good indicator.
Was that the show where I put the bottle of water?
Yeah. While I was talking, you shoved a bottle of water in your an entire bottle in your mouth. right. and your wallet, which then you purported tasted like shit.
Right. And my phone.
And your phone.
And my phone. Right.
Well, I had an actual show planned. Yeah. You stuffed your face like a fucking chipmunk full of technology.
I did do that. I did.
It was weird.
But I was listening to everything you said.
No, you were not.
Amsterdam.
No, okay, you were not.
So maybe
you were
I wasn't.
So focused on getting a bottle in your face and ruining the show, just like today you did.
No, I didn't ruin today's show. I always listen. I just do things sometimes because you're my friend.
That's why this happened. Because
Christmas
you're my
is
friend.
About giving.
Yes, it is.
I've given you
agita.
Right. There you go.
You gave me indigestion.
I've given you apoplexy.
Yeah.
No, you're talking, so it's not apoplexy.
Yeah. Oh, no, that ties you up?
Yeah. That's just your jaw drops open and you stare straight ahead like a ham in a window.
Was that? All right. Well, listen, I'm glad that this might be our last fight of the year, except I don't think so. Poor Nick yesterday. Listen, as
Nick
a sideline, poor guy before the show, like if you don't know you and I really well, it must be weird. I feel bad for him because you and I are having a heavy discussion.
Loud too.
I think it was kind of reserved. No. Oh, yeah, no, it got loud.
It got loud a couple times.
A couple times. Sure. Mainly me.
Sure.
But, and it's not, okay, so now, you know, Grizz and I, we scrap. The weed is all about keeping us from choking one another.
Or beating.
Yeah.
Right.
Today I threatened Grizz that I would beat him to death with a curtain rod.
Yes, you did.
I did, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It wasn't a threat. It was more of a playful, you know, nudge. So...
Because murder's like that.
But yesterday, we were having a heavy discussion, right?
We were indeed.
Yeah. And then it ends.
Yes.
And then we do the show.
Yes.
And I say to Nick, so how'd that feel? And he goes, yeah, I like that. Because you guys had like a heavy discussion, and you still respect each other, and you still are friends. I like it. Because it was heavy, man.
It was a heavy discussion.
But not for you and I. You and I have like... for whatever reason, our friendship knows no bounds of abuse.
Well, no, because we're both decent human beings. I think the thing of it is that when it comes to two people such as you and myself or anybody who work together in this kind of business or writing or whatever, when there's an opportunity to have a heavy discussion, sometimes out of the darkest places come the best bits.
Yeah, man.
So...
I can see a couple yesterday, actually.
Right, yeah. So, like, the racer you get when you're on your own between four walls, the more stuff you can come up with, then you can parse it down. And I think that's what...
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we do a lot of times. Like, how much can I shock you? How much can you shock me? And then... We take something from that.
And it goes to the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think, like, we don't rehearse stuff, but it's
apparently
just,
we do not.
No, apparently.
I'm never doing that again.
Doing what again?
I'm never planning another show. Sorry, I'm back.
I know.
Back to angry.
I know. That's just crazy to me. That like,
why do you think it's crazy that I would make something nice and then you would ruin it and I wouldn't be upset?
What I find crazier is that... we were only 3 minutes in and you could have completely started the show all over again, but you chose not to. You chose to allow yourself to be abused for the rest of this, and you've chosen to allow this little incident, this small speck in time, Mike, to affect your mind.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I mean, I don't want to do Christmas now.
Well, Happy New Year then.
Thank you. Boy, it did turn into the New Year show after all.
Yep.
That's the nicest you're going to say Happy New Year to me.
Yeah.
And it was like, just because you knew it would irritate me.
Yeah, that's all.
Like, hey, this is kind of cool. Listen, I got to get a drink. Can you line up where we were just a few minutes ago and we'll talk a little bit about John?
Sure. So we were at a place.
Oh, my God, I'm so
sad. We were at a place called Cloudheads. And it's in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And they actually deal terpenes. And for those of you that don't know what a terpene is, well, there's many terpenes associated with various types of plants and herbs used in naturopathic remedies. And some people actually theorize that aside from belching, terpenes play a role in the effect of cannabis. For instance, there's a linalool, a common type terpene found in lavender.
Lavender, okay.
Right, yeah, so it's associated with relaxation, right? And some also believe that in theory of the entourage effect, which refers to the possibility that cannabinoids and terpenes work together in the overall effect of cannabis.
Yeah, man. Apparently, right? What they do is they help with the adhering of the cannabinoids.
Yeah, exactly. But what's also interesting is that these are just theories right now.
Yeah.
There's no real base science behind it, or factual science, or a conclusion right down to any of it. So all I can say is that it was a really cool experience going down to Cloudheads and speaking to the guys there, yeah, and learning more about it, and then trying some terpenes before the show.
That, by the way, we tried Grape Ape, and now I should tell you this. The terpenes that they have there are derived from fruits, specifically, I believe, pinene, mm-hmm, from pine, and different sources like that. And it's incredible. For example, he told us this. We got to get Johnny in here, man.
I know. We got to get him in for a show, just to explain it more clearly than we can.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to try. Let's not try, really, okay?
Let's just do it.
But let's just say terpenes are pretty cool no matter what.
Yeah.
It was your first experience today. Mm-hmm. I love them. He gave us an example where the terpenes in mango,
mm-hmm,
are such that if you smoke, if you eat mango and then smoke a joint.
Smoke an indica.
An indica specifically.
Right.
It would couch lock you.
Yes.
Like you have never been couch locked before.
Yes, you're done. Same thing with grapefruit.
Right. He said grapefruit in your bong.
Yeah, grapefruit juice in your bong and a sativa, or rather an indica. And
you're done.
You're done.
Yeah.
So if you have trouble sleeping, this is actually really good information, because a lot of people, they resort to an indica strain just to smoke it because they think it helps them sleep. But
yeah,
sometimes it's not quite so easy for some people. But if there's this, if you can move towards a combination.
More intensified.
Right. Like,
yeah,
pairings.
But also, it tastes so great.
It tastes good. It smells good.
Oh, it smells so good.
Right. It's pretty, yeah, it was pretty interesting. I'm pretty impressed by it.
I noticed both of you, both of us got an immediate sort of uplift from just, mm-hmm, smelling the terpenes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was almost like a very, imagine a smelling salt without shaking your head. Right.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I became alert for that split second.
Yeah. And I could see that at that moment, if you were high, it would have intensified it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a great experience, a great shop, really knowledgeable guy.
Yeah. So we'll get him in here for sure.
Yeah. Let's do that.
I got to ask you this. By the way, thanks, John, and everybody over at Cloudheads. And, you know, we look forward to catching up with you guys in the new year.
Yeah, indeed.
Be cool. I got to ask you this. So, I so badly don't want to like Donald Trump because he's a brash twat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I see him being impeached. A couple of things. One, did we miss the opportunity for a mascot there with the big peach running around looking sad? Like, oh. Like, I think there's room for a mascot.
Yeah, possibly there could be.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny, actually. I never thought of that. Very running, clever.
Just like a sad look on his face.
Yeah, very clever.
Yeah. I love Trump. He doesn't give a shit whether they impeach him or not.
No. Well, it's the thing about.
I mean, even if there was a chance that they would, you know, bring charges against him, clearly he does not give a shit.
It's not even going to make the floor of the Senate.
No. No.
I'll tell you right now, Pelosi is not going to even send it to the Senate. It won't even get there.
No.
Nope. It's all a game, right? So if she doesn't do it, then everyone's going to know they've been duped.
Because that's true, too, actually. Why did we go through all of this, all this expense, all of this attention, all this distraction? And then, okay, I don't like to talk U.S. politics, but Canadian politics bores me a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
It's not as much fun, for sure.
No, because, I mean, although that whole thing with Trudeau and shit-talking Trump to the other...
that was low.
Forget low. That was just, like, asinine. What are these... Why is he such a... Why is he such a wiener, Trudeau?
Well, look at his mother and father.
Okay, but even that, I mean, he's such a mush. He's over there spilling tea like he's...
Yeah, I know.
Like,
he thinks he's special.
Is he on The View?
No, I don't know what he's on. He's on drugs, as far as I'm concerned.
Prime Minister's on drugs. You heard it here first. Whitaker said it.
Yeah, he's just a... It was like his father once said of Richard Nixon, I've been called worse things by better people. And trust me, Justin Trudeau... Right. And don't forget what Trudeau did when his dad died in his eulogy. Trudeau tells a story during his father's eulogy, and he says, I was a little boy and I was in at the House of Commons, and I saw a man that was my father's opposition, and I went over to him and I told him I didn't like him and why I didn't like him, and my father took me aside and he says, you never attack the man. Right. And Justin Trudeau is guilty of attacking the man every single time. He never goes after policy. He goes after people personally every single time because it's all he's got.
Wow. Right?
So I looked at all that stuff and it's kind of like, eh, you know what?
You're that's deeply little... involved in Trudeau. Is it a crush?
What?
Nothing.
No.
You know your stuff is my point.
No. Well, no, I like to pay attention to it. Yeah. I just think it's hypocrisy. I don't like hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.
Right? Like I can handle people. I think anybody doesn't mind an asshole.
What about right? Hypocrisy? Do you like that?
No, I hate hip-hop.
It's where they take hip-hop and put opera to it?
Well, hip-hop, yeah. You know what? Hypocrisy is a great word when they sample other people's music. That have
yeah, man,
hard.
That's hip-hopercy.
That's hip-hopercy, right? Yeah. Don't call yourself a creator if you're using somebody else's music. That's a great segue, by the way. I'm very. That's a great topic one day.
Our next topic on today's what would have been New Year's show, I guess, is hip-hopercy, which, by the way, trademark... copyright.
Yeah, we should do that. That
why don't we get hypocrisy t-shirts with you and I on the front? Two like gray, a bald and a gray dude with a gray beard and hypocrisy.
like the Beastie two guys Boys. On the Muppet Show? Like yeah. The two guys in the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The modern day Waldorf and Statler and Waldorf.
That's it. Statler and Waldorf. That was their names.
Nice recall. Mm. Hey, I really got to tell you, man, that terpene stuff.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was pretty heady after it. Everything got really big.
Hey, if you know stuff about terpene, you said this to me. Oh. My hands are so big.
Yeah, it was weird.
Then you left the room and you went, everything's so big.
It was weird. There was this optical effect that I was having, right? And my hands looked freaking huge and the doors looked huge. And
you went for a pee. Anything else look huge?
It was like a pinhole effect, right? It's like, look, it was like I was
looking. Really?
It was like I was looking through the eye hole on a door. Right? It was kind of
nice.
Weird. It was really, really
You're
weird.
You're welcome.
No, bro. No, I appreciate it. I do. And, you know, it made the show so much better for you. Happy New Year.
It ruined the show is what you're... You know, don't blame it on the terpenes, man.
I blame it on you. You gave them to me.
Terpenes don't ruin a Christmas and a New Year. You do.
Really?
You didn't even... I don't think you even knew that we were doing a Christmas show last week.
No.
It still hasn't come out. This will come out before that does.
Yeah, true enough. Hey, I got a question for you. Totally non sequitur.
Fine.
Right? If you had a choice, right, between burning yourself to death and having sex with Yoko Ono, what would you choose?
Oh, you know the answer.
All right, I had to ask.
Damn it.
It's a horrible question.
Yeah. But it's a fair one.
But it's not my joke either.
No.
No.
Last episode we played a... last week we played... which is still not aired yet as part of our Christmas party. We played Mostly False.
Yes, that
you
was
like
fun.
That game, huh?
Yes. That is a great podcast. I love listening to it, and I can hardly wait to be on it. I really want to be on it.
Okay, that podcast hasn't come out. Oh, you mean you've listened to Mostly False and you love
yes.
it?
Yeah.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be on it. I think he's going to invite you.
I want to be on it.
Try not to wreck his show. He's got a nice show over there, Nick. Try not to wreck it because, you know, you're not really paying attention except to the stuff you're really interested in.
Why do you
in.
Think I'm so horrible that I ruin everything? You're a mean one, Mr. Grizz.
Mr. Grizz. You're a mean one, Mr. Grizz is the name of this episode. And I guess this turned into a promo for our Christmas show, which will come out. There's actually the cameras are rolling for that one.
Yes, so, for the first time. That's going to be interesting.
We'll share that
like
with
it.
You.
Didn't like it. Don't like the way I look on camera.
Nobody does, dude.
No,
I terrible. Mean, nobody likes how they look themselves on camera, but...
Thank you for the clarification. I appreciate that.
Didn't mean how that sounded.
That's,
nobody
yes,
does. No, no, I did not mean that. That's not true. So you're a mean one. I'm just writing it down. Mean one, Mr. Grizz. Fucking great. Because you wrecked the New Year's show... And we haven't even got to the Christmas show.
I know.
Am I going to see you, I guess, before Christmas? Maybe not. Huh?
I don't know. Are we talking about... do we have to talk... Are we going to do anything? Hang on. New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, on the New Year's show, we're going to do that next week.
Sorry, it's not this week.
Oh, yeah, we have to do that before... I'll see you before Christmas.
Yeah, you'll see me before Christmas.
All right. Well, listen, if we don't see you between here and our Christmas show, which will come out on Christmas Eve... there will also be a New Year's show, which this is not, where we'll do New Year's resolutions, and maybe Nick will be here, and we'll do another round of Mostly False.
That would be nice.
I don't know how you took the wind out of my sails. I was so excited about our New Year's show.